Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this week about going back to school. Today and this week, I want to talk to the children who are returning to school. Some of them are just beginning, and some of you will be staying at home and being homeschooled. First, I want to say thank you to all the children who have written to me. I've had some wonderful letters from children, and I'm very grateful. And I want to read you what Jessica from York, PA, wrote. Jessica is 6 years old. She wrote, "We have appreciated the programs you have been putting on. Your things are really making us happy. I would like to send you something I hope you would like. I want you to know that we like your Gateway to Joy program a lot. We are glad to have a station like you. Our home gets more and more happy by your programs. My name is Jessica, and I am 6 years old. I hope you like the letter I'm sending you. I would like to have a response from you. I would like to send you something that you will think is maybe just a smidge special." I love that. Just a smidge special. And dear Jessica, she did send me something a smidge special. In fact, it was more than just a smidge special. She sent me a homemade Valentine. Thanks so much, Jessica. She says, "I have two sisters and one brother. Their names are Jan, Susan, Brian, age 22, 18, and 16. Dear Gateway to Joy, I hope you like this letter." Well, we do. Thank you. Then I had a letter from Amanda, and this is quite a startling letter for an 8.5-year-old. "I accepted Jesus when I was 4. I heard your program today on KDNO. You said, 'Are you Christ-like? Does the cross pull you or push you away? Do you lead a holy life or do you lead a selfish life?' When I heard you say that, I realized that I wasn't being a very good Christian. So I prayed and asked Jesus to help me be more Christ-like. After I prayed, I felt so happy inside. I have enclosed $6 for your radio program. Thank you, Amanda Powell from Shafter, California." And let me say to you, Jessica, and you, Amanda, and all the rest of the children that are listening, you are loved with an everlasting love. And underneath you are the everlasting arms. And most of you have human love as well. I certainly hope all of you do. Your parents love you. Your parents love you very, very much, probably more than anybody else in the world, maybe except your grandparents. I almost think, as a grandmother, that I love my grandchildren more than their parents do, but I'm sure that's not true. But God loves you far more. Is that too hard to believe? Well, He does. He loves you. He goes with you to school. Maybe I'm talking to some children who are facing the first day of school for the first time, and it's a little scary. Maybe you're going to a school where you don't know anybody. Remember, Jesus goes with you to school. And you parents, let me suggest that you pray with your child before you send him off to school. Strengthen him in God. When my sister-in-law, Loveless Howard, was speaking on this program, she gave 3 prayers that can be taught to the smallest child. These are appropriate even for a 2-year-old, and you can begin to expand on them as you grow older. But here they are. The first is, "Thank you, God." The second, "I'm sorry, God." And the third, "Help me, God." or help so-and-so. So you can thank the Lord that you're going to school today. You can tell him you're sorry if you disobeyed your parents or hurt your brother or your sister. And you can say, "Help me, God. Help me in my schoolwork. Help me to be a good student. Help me to be a good friend to the other students." And remember, if this is your first day of school and you don't know anybody, that you will not be the only person there that doesn't know anybody. See if you can find somebody who looks shy, somebody who is alone. Be kind to that person. Make yourself a friend to him or her. And let those prayers be open-ended. Help me, God. As my sister-in-law Lovelace explained, by open-ended, we don't always know what kind of help we really need. God knows exactly what kind of help. God is not going to do your arithmetic for you, but God will certainly help you do your homework. But you have to sit yourself down at the table, don't you? And you have to open the book. There are things that you have to do that God is not going to do. But God can open your understanding. God can help you to understand what you cannot understand by yourself. Don't ever be afraid to ask the teacher for her help. After all, God has given you the teacher as the main help in the classroom. And when she goes too fast for you, or when you think you need to have her go over something again, maybe for the third time, don't be afraid to put your hand up and say, "I'm sorry, Miss Jones, but I'm lost. Would you mind going over that again? And I bet you there are about 6 other kids in the class that will be so glad that you had the courage to do that, because they didn't." Lay all of your needs before him. I want to give all the encouragement that I can to you mothers and fathers who are homeschooling, and also to you children who are being homeschooled. I had some doubts about the wisdom of homeschooling for my grandchildren, but of course it wasn't my decision. It was my daughter's and her husband's decision. But I've seen the results of that homeschooling. My daughter Valerie, who lives in Southern California, has 4 children that she's homeschooling, and she's got 2 preschoolers. I want to say that you children who are staying home are greatly privileged, that you have parents that are willing to make the sacrifices and the commitment that homeschooling takes. And I want to say to you children that are going to public school, you're going to be a Christian kid in a public school, and maybe you're going to be the only one in your class, or the only one that will admit that you're a Christian. So you're different. Christians are different, and you may be laughed at. Now that is tough to take. That's tough for any of us to take. But remember that Jesus is there. Just before Jesus was crucified, the disciples got scared, and they left him. And when just a little serving maid came to the disciple named Peter and said, "You're a friend of his, aren't you? You were with him." Do you remember what he said? He said, "I don't even know what you're talking about." He denied Jesus. I hope you won't follow Peter's example in that. But God forgave Peter. Jesus forgave Peter. He looked upon him and loved him. So if Jesus goes to school with you and Jesus is in you, remember that he is the one who is being laughed at when you're laughed at. Because Jesus said, "If you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." I know one boy who in about the 4th grade was laughed at because he was honest and refused to cheat on tests. He was hardworking and he was faithful, and so guess what they called him? Teacher's pet. Have you heard that one before? But he did it for God. As you sit down at your desk, just say a little prayer. "Lord, I'm your child. I want to offer to you my schoolwork today. Help me to do it faithfully and carefully." I'll repeat that little prayer. "Lord, I'm your child. I want to offer to you my schoolwork today. Help me to do it faithfully and carefully. What does faithfully and carefully mean? It means honesty. Don't cheat. The teacher may not see, but God will. It means obedience to the rules. Freedom comes from obedience. There wouldn't be any freeways if there weren't obedience to the traffic laws, would there? Obedience to your teacher is obedience to God, even if the teacher is your mother. Don't forget that. If your mother is your teacher, your obedience to her is obedience to God. Especially if your mother is your teacher, then your obedience to her is obedience to God, because the scripture says, "Children, obey your parents, for this is the best thing that a child can do to please God." Are you afraid? I was afraid when I started first grade, afraid I was going to flunk, afraid I was the dumbest kid in the class, afraid that I was the only person that didn't know what I was doing and everybody else knew. Remember, Jesus is with you. He will be with you. Fear not, he says. And be sure to ask the teacher to explain something again. That's what she's there for. God bless you as you go to school.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.